driving a car is bad. I drove 1,200 miles from Thursday to Sunday. It's quite a whirlwind tour. I got a speeding ticket leaving Reno. Near the, I guess there's a prison. And so police presence near the prison is increased. So when you do things like drive 100 miles an hour, they say things like, hey, fucking don't do that. I haven't looked into that at all. Hopefully I can just go to traffic school and deal with it that way, but I don't actually know. They did not write it up as 100. Cut me something of a break. Being back behind the wheel of a car today now, fucking sucks.
Yeah,
originally thought, hey, well, you know, we'll just, I'll just drive it all in one go. All, like, was it like 9.5 hours of it? Like, let's just fucking get it done. But it turns out I can't do that. Just my basic unwillingness to get, like, incredibly caffeinated, like, way over the line caffeinated, and make the rest of the drive. So, this drink I have with me today went with me all the way there and all the way back, undrank. We stopped in Reno, and I found some more energy drinks I had never seen before in my fridge at home. Gonna have to parts of it were not so bad, for sure. It was fine, but reason for the trip, significantly less fine, but what are you going to do? Cracker Barrels, Golden Corrals, all the, and like everything was like recently built, so it was like built, there was a Kentucky Fried Chicken A&W, where the building was just, it was gorgeous. The half of the building that had the KFC logo on it looked like the KFC colors. And the half of the building that had the A&W logo on it had was like, looked like the A&W colors. It was like they fucking thought shit out. It was glorious. Del Tacos up there, which is weird because there are barely any Del Tacos here, and they're primarily in LA still, I think. I even saw a sign for a Long John Silver's, which is ridiculous. I just pulled the car over and laid down for a few hours. I don't see anything on that Nintendo Online service that looks appealing for the money. With where I'm at with, like, the online games that they offer and that sort of stuff. Like just right now, just looking at it, just like, meh. Changed my tune once Animal Crossing came out, but even then, I don't know. Thank you. like she was really playing the saxophone there. I don't want to be a dick about it.
Beaches, on, right, what, on. fade away. Fuck the pain away.
Get 'em girl, hate it, grip your bitches on a leash. I get 'em girl, chicken.
starts October 1st. Use alternate routes. Great. Fucking awesome. looking bad. It's a bad looking tunnel right there.
Because we are your friends, you'll never be alone again. Well, come on, well, come on, well, come on, well, come on. Because we are your friends, you'll never be alone again. Well, come on.
Time for Exdurance. YouTube Gaming. I remember that. If only they had had a better game list. No. Still kept on employees that are like associated with YouTube Gaming, because I think like just as recently as E3 they got in touch like right before E3 to say, hey, you know, let us know what you're doing at E3, we could promote it and all that sort of stuff, night show, all that other stuff. And it was YouTube Gaming people reaching out on that. Relatively recent. Yeah, no. Yes, people did not know what the app was for, or what it was meant, what it was there for. Yeah, I mean, you know, it seemed like a product initiative. I mean, whatever. I don't know how the fuck Google works, but that seems like a product initiative built led by someone who said, like, man, Twitch seems like it's getting big. We should probably do something. But that's where the vision stopped. I think that is the guy who reached out, quoted in that thing, so I guess that answers my question. I wonder how many different categories have individual directors like that. Is there like a director of like, yo, you eating in this video? A director of, yo, did you make 10 cups of rice and ketchup and then pour 30 eggs over it to make a gigantic omelet and then eat it all? I'm the director of that. What's up? I'm the director of partnerships for videos in which kids smoke salvia and lay down. If you need any help with your videos, your channel, let me know. If you're planning on going somewhere outside and smoking salvia and filming your reaction to said salvia, well, that's No, I know. Previously, you were handled by just the standard reactions team, but we've decided to splinter off a separate salvia reactions team, and so just to better serve you. No, we only handle salvia. If you are creating content around the best way to roll a blunt, that's a different department. Wait. Okay, hang on. Actually, I have an important question before I refer you. Is it your own blunt rolling technique, or are you relaying Tupac or Redman's instructions for how to roll a blunt in your content? It's important. It's a different team if you are attempting to reenact the instructions as laid out in Redman's seminal classic, It's How You Roll a Blunt. Tell what's going on up there. I should probably. Can I not get in the alley? That's what it's looking like. There are a bunch of arrows saying that a lot of lanes are closed, but I can't quite tell where the truck is compared to the entrance to the alley to know if I can still do this or not. Oh. Okay.
Yeah, well, it looks like... Looks like I can get in here just fine. Okay. What are you doing?
Oh, they've torn up the sidewalk, I see. Sure. I gotta go. I'll see you later. Have a good Tuesday.